The Record is spinning on KUOW at 33 and a third RPMs. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Bertha, the giant tunneling machine, is still stuck underneath downtown Seattle today. The Washington State Department of Transportation says it may take weeks to find out what's blocking Bertha. They're sending special crews to explore the soil just 18 inches from Bertha's cutting head. So what could possibly be down there? We've been asking you what you think. Jonah on Vashon Island writes, there was an old Pioneer Square cemetery in the area, many unofficial ones as well, when the body of notorious Madame Marianne Conklin was moved from that cemetery. Her casket weighed 500 pounds. Her skin had calcified in the underground flooding and turned to stone. That's one theory. Jennifer Ott is a historian who's written about the Seattle waterfront for HistoryLink.org. She joins us now. Jennifer, welcome to KUOW.
Thanks for having me.
This area that Bertha is tunneling through contains a lot of history. Can you explain what she might be digging through?
The list is almost endless. Until 1934, this area was the beach front of Seattle. The city had pretty much grown out over the beach on pilings and trestles and that sort of thing. And so a lot of stuff was dropped down below that trestle over the years. And then as things were abandoned, they would just kind of collapse in a heap. And then when the seawall was built in 1934 to 36, they just filled right over all of that.
I always thought it was sawdust and dirt. Are you talking about more solid things?
Oh, yes. And there's great stories. I'm sure that WashDOT wouldn't think these were funny, but as a historian, I love coming across the stories. One is that in the 30s, when they were building the federal building, the old one and on First Avenue, they told the story in the paper. I found an article in the Times that years before, when they had built a hotel at that site, the pile driver had been trying to drive the foundation piles, and one day the piles kept bouncing back up, which I'm sure rarely ever happens. And so they dug down to see what could be the problem, and they found the refuse from a tin shop. And so there were piles of tin far underground, and they had to excavate around, dig out the tin, and then continue building the hotel.
Wow, so Bertha could have hit something like that.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. At Western Avenue, there's also there's that parking lot near Marion. Underneath there, there's a hull of a ship, the Windward. It sunk off of Bainbridge Island, and they towed it over to use as a breakwater. And when they filled over that, they just left it and filled over it.
So, Jennifer Ott, I understand that Bertha's actually stuck under Jackson Street. What might we have seen there 100 years ago?
You know, that area was a lot of piers that had different manufacturing operations going on, sawmills. I mean, hopefully it's something as simple as, you know, sawmill machinery that just got left behind. It's hard to say. I don't know that precise location, what was located there, but generally there were lots of piers jutting out into the bay with lots of activity because there wasn't a lot of level land for that sort of thing, and so they had to build out over the water.
You know, when I've read the history of that area of the city, in particular the waterfront, I've always wondered how it was that we came to build buildings or even the viaduct on that, because it seems not so stable.
I think part of it is because there isn't a lot of level land in Seattle, and particularly before you have gasoline engines, you're relying on horsepower and human power, and so those hills are even more daunting than they are today. And so people are ingenious, and they work around what they have to work around, and they build where they can. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that what they built has lasted so well. I mean, I think a lot of people are fingers crossed about earthquakes a lot of the time.
I think so, too, which is odd to think that Bertha might have hit something so solid. Do you have any specific theories?
I don't. You know, I flip through my brain. Those are things that I know about that area, and I don't know, and I just hope so much that it's not a big obstacle, that it's something that will be a nice story to tell once the project's done.
What would you most like Bertha to have been stopped by? What would most thrill you as a historian?
Well, personally, I just love old machinery and that sort of thing. And so I think it would be really great to find something that would tell us about the people who lived there and how they did their work. I think that would be fascinating.
We were hoping it was the remnants of one of those old brothels that was down in Pioneer Square, because they were there as well, too, weren't they?
Yes, definitely.
But maybe not so solid as
exactly.
a tin factory.
You leave as much hardware behind.
Jennifer Ott's a historian who's written about the Seattle waterfront for HistoryLink.org. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Ott may not have a theory of what's blocking Bertha, but they do abound on Twitter. The box the Space Needle came in, says Will in Seattle. Probably another Starbucks, says Analog Rob. You can read more and add yours at hashtag What's Blocking Bertha. It's The Record on KUOW.